So, in these last few weeks, we have been thinking about Christian identity. We've been using our talks each week to examine one of the many identifiers that God says about us in Scripture. There are hundreds of them, but we've just been looking at a handful. So far, we've looked at I am a child of God, I am forgiven and free from condemnation, I am new in Christ, and I am a masterpiece. I wonder which one of those that has been important to you, what struck you? And as we've been learning, it's so vital to know who we are in Christ, to be confident in that identity. And I have to admit that this is a journey for me as well. I've been a Christian for 30 odd years. I know, I don't look that old. But I'm still learning what it means to be a child of God. Still learning and discovering more and more about the depth of love that God has for me. So it's an important journey for all of us to be on. We've been discovering in each of these identifiers in Scripture that they all have their basis in one thing. Although each one of the identifiers we've been looking at is about us, it is and it isn't. We can't control what it says. It's actually more about what God says about us and more about the character and action of God on our behalf. God makes us his children. We don't do that ourselves, he does. God forgives and frees us from condemnation. We don't earn that ourselves. His actions, not ours. God sets us free and makes us new in Christ, his initiative. God creates us as works of art and masterpieces, as we learnt last week, his plan and process. You'll see it's all about him first, about the action of God, his love and his faithfulness, his mercy and what he's doing in Christ first, and then in Christ through us second. And the same is true this week. In what God says, when he says we are more than conquerors. Let's hear our passage together. You'll probably know it well. It'll come up on the screen, but open up your Bible to Romans 8, verses 31 to 39. More than conquerors. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. How will he will not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring charge against those whom God has chosen? It's God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus who died. More than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Neither trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword. As it's written, for your sake we face death all day long. We're considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which we have in Christ Jesus. Our Lord. What amazing words. And even here we learn it's all about God. The passage tells us I am more than a conqueror. The dictionary defines conqueror as one who conquers, one who wins a country in war, subdues or subjugates a people, or overcomes an adversary. And God says, you are more than that. Now, I don't know about you, but most days I cannot conquer anything until I've had the second cup of coffee. And I certainly don't describe myself in these terms. Do you? It's a bit like our question last week. If I described you as God's masterpiece, how would you respond? If I described you as more than a conqueror, I know what my reaction would be for myself. But that's looking again at these identifiers in our own human strength and not in the strength and the power that comes from God. I was challenged by this quote I heard by A.W. Tozer. God is looking for those with whom he can do the impossible. What a pity that we plan only the things we can do by ourselves. That's true, isn't it? How often do we attempt to do things in our own strength, only to fall metaphorically, spiritually, or even physically, flat on our faces? Being more than a conqueror is what God can accomplish through us, in his strength and through his spirit. I became a Christian when I was a teenager, and I don't come from a believing family. Far from it, an often quite anti-Christian family. So at times living a life for Christ has been hard in that circumstance. I remember vividly this verse about being more than a conqueror, feeling a bit like a condemnation to teenage Louise. I don't think I quite understood it, because I thought it meant that once we were in Christ, we would have almost a super spiritual protective bubble around us that nothing could penetrate or harm. Try and stop me coming to church, don't worry. Ha! I am a conqueror. Only Christian in the sixth form centre and therefore being laughed at? Don't worry. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm Superloo! But of course, life doesn't look or feel like that. Because still life was hard for teenage Louise to live out her new Christian faith. That hadn't changed at all. Paul writes, if God is for us, who can be against us? And then lists a whole load of things that don't sound like much fun. Trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword, death, and demons. Great stuff. Paul is not saying that the Christian will never get to experience any of those things, because we know that the opposite is true. And some of us are living through things that are harder than we ever thought we would have to put up with. And that's not just a global pandemic. Paul is not saying we will be hanging out in that spiritual bubble of protection. He's saying in those struggles, the struggles we face, big though they may be, the God behind us is even bigger. And it's a perfectly acceptable theological argument to say, my dad is bigger than your dad. In the midst of the difficulties we face, we're not isolated from danger or fear, but we're called to believe in the God who's bigger and better than all the dangers that could overcome us. That's what David felt in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. The valley of the shadow of death does not sound like a great place to live. But David says, I could live there for a while, if I must, if you are with me, because you are stronger than anything else in this valley. And the shadows only come in the darkness, because the light is there. And Christ is our light. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Paul asks, and then lists all those hard things. I've often wondered if that was a biblical typo. Not a who can separate us, but rather a what can separate us. Well, when we're going through hard times, it often feels like a personal attack, doesn't it? A who, like someone is out to get us. Paul sets up a contrast with a greater who. No matter who you have against you, you have got a who is on your team, stronger than anything else. Your dad is indeed stronger. Do you feel like a sheep to be slaughtered? Paul calls you more than a conqueror. God's purpose is unchangeable. His power is unchallengeable. His love is unconditional. We aren't to fear our situations because we aren't defined by our experiences, but by who we are in Christ. In all the pain and the suffering and the questions, we are treasured children of a heavenly Father who sets his love on us before we are born, who seeks us when we are far away, who offers his own body in Jesus on the cross to buy us back, who conquers the grave itself on our behalf, and in whose presence every knee will bow and every tongue confess that he is the Lord. We have a heavenly Father who works all things together for good. We have no need for fear because no matter how much nakedness or famine or persecution or sword our future contains, and I hope there's not a huge amount of that, God is with us. And so we should worship like Paul in that promise and sing with a confidence that others may see the hope that we have lived out to the glory of God. You are more than a conqueror. I am too. And that gives us reason to praise God. Amen. Amen. Amen.